And now taking a look at sports this morning here on KJN as we take a look at high school football action for you from last night around the area. Game we've had for you here on KJN was an eight-man play in District 8. Southwest Valley had a big third quarter en route to a big win over the Cam Cougars last night. It was just 16-6 at halftime, but Southwest Valley picks up the 59-20 win over the Cam Cougars as their quarterback Jordan Stewart had a big night for the Timberwolves leading the way in that victory. Once again, a game you heard on KJN last night. Other scores, we'll jump back up into Class 3A District 1. Atlantic at home at the Trojan Bowl last night, but Lewis Central got the better of them. It was a 42-0 win for Lewis Central last night over Atlantic. Also, Glenwood was a winner, 31-14 over Perry. Also in Class 3A District 1, a wild finish in Adel last night as ADM, with 2.5 minutes left, was down without the football. They ended up getting the football back, scoring a touchdown, recovering an onside kick, and then had a tipped pass that was caught for a touchdown towards just at the end of the ball game, and they end up winning it by a score of 36-35 over Creston last night. An exciting finish in that one. Also a game that came down to the wire as well. Carroll held a late drive attempt by the Harlan Cyclones last night at Merrill Field in Harlan, and Carroll picks up the 14-7 road victory. That's two straight wins at Merrill Field for Carroll dating back to last season as they won in the opening round of the playoffs last year. In Class 2A District 8 play, it was Clarinda over Clarinda Academy, 41-6. Also, Audubon Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove, a 38-17 winner over Shenandoah. Green County got the better of Red Oak, 25-7, and Kemper Catholic big over South Central Calhoun, 49-6. One game of local interest from Class 1A District 1, it was Manson Northwest Webster defeating IKM Manning, 32-23 last night, a game that went back and forth. In Class 1A District 8, St. Albert struggled for a while but pulled off the big victory, 56-32 over West Central Valley. Also, another tight one that didn't feature a whole lot of offense. Teams combined for less than 150 yards of offense in the first half, but Traynor ends up pulling out the victory over Tri-Center last night, 14-6. Panorama also shut out Nottoway Valley by a score of 10-0 last night as well. In Class A District 7 action, it was Guthrie Center over Bedford, 35-6. Woodward Academy beats Earlham, 33-7. Audubon with some late heroics in the game yesterday as well, as they got a touchdown pass that was caught by Lucas Smith-Peterson, a 17-yard strike from quarterback Trevor Smith in the third quarter, and that gave Audubon a lead for good, and they pick up a nice win over Woodward Granger, 15-12 last night. So that's two straight weeks with names over programs that typically have pretty big recognition as far as the name is concerned, as Audubon wins back-to-back weeks over Madrid and Woodward Granger. Also, Madrid did pick up a win last night, 54-35 over Martinsdale St. Mary's. In Class A District 8 play, it was Underwood beating up on West Monona, 52-14. Riverside with a late rally and a win as they pick up a victory last night, 21-20 over Logan Magnolia. East Mills with a 37-6 winner over Westwood. Also in Class A District 8, AHST and Griswold played a good ball game last night. That game was played up in Avoca last night, and AHST was able to get some nice work down the stretch. They punted quickly on their first four possessions and gave up a go-ahead touchdown in the fourth quarter, but had their chance to come back and get the victory as they showed some resiliency and forced a late turnover to hold off number 10 Griswold, 31-21 in that victory last night for the Vikings. Also in eight-man District 6 play, Colonesco beat East Union 30-20. Lamoni, an 80-6 winner over Seymour. Also, Dare Casey, a big winner over Mormon Trail, 79-14. And with that ball game, another record was set as well, as Dare Casey running back Clayton Plowman broke the all-time eight-man rushing record. They only needed 60 yards gained last night's game to pick up the record there and take that spot. And, of course, he's going to add on to it here as the season progresses. But a great accomplishment there. So congratulations to Clayton Plowman of Adair Casey, becoming the all-time leading rusher in eight-man football here in the state of Iowa. And there are some national records in the eight-man play as well that he has a possibility to try to chase down as well here at the end of the season. In eight-man District 7 play, Exira EHK was a big winner over Charter Oak Ute, 66-18 last night. a game that went back and forth and was actually knotted up at 28 at one time. It ends up going to Glidden-Ralston by a pretty convincing win, 42-28. They pick up the victory there as they get a couple of late scores to win that one over West Harrison. Also, Coon Rapids Baird was a 40-35 winner over Woodbine, and Booyer Valley was a 70-34 winner over Stanton in eight-man play. In eight-man District 8, Fremont Mills was a winner over Essex, 55-12, and Lennox over Nishnabotna, 54-28 last night. Those are all scores from area high school football action last night around the area. Moving our attention now here to some Major League Baseball from last night as well. Max Scherzer became baseball's first 20-game winner, pitching through bad weather for six innings to help the Detroit Tigers to a 12-5 victory over the Chicago White Sox. Scherzer is 20-3, winning in his fifth attempt at win number 20. The Boston Red Sox clinched the AL East title on Friday night, giving seven strong innings from John Lester to beat the Toronto Blue Jays 6-3 and eliminate Tampa Bay from the division race. Lester improved to 15-8 for his 100th career victory. The Cincinnati Reds scored three in the ninth and won it on Joey Votto's opposite field home run in the 10th inning to squeak out a 6-5 win over Pittsburgh. That moves the Reds into a second-place tie with the Pirates behind NL Central leading St. Louis. Alex Rodriguez set a major league record with his 24th career grand slam, passing Lou Gehrig with a tie-breaking shot in the seventh inning that sent the New York Yankees to a 5-1 victory over the San Francisco Giants. Rodriguez's slam helped CC Sabathia beat Tim Lincecum in a matchup of former Cy Young Award winners who are having subpar seasons this year. And speaking of the Cardinals, Carlos Beltran's 10th inning sacrifice fly lifted them to a 7-6 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers last night and kept the Cardinal in sole possession of first place in that two-game lead over Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. The former Brewers closer John Axford picked up the win, while Carlos Martinez got his first save of the year as well for the Cardinals as they get that victory. That's their second straight extra innings ball game as they went to 15 innings against the Rockies on Thursday night, and now the Cardinals win that one last night in 10 against the Brewers, and they'll be on the field once again here today. Other scores from Major League Baseball from yesterday's action: it was in the American League, Cleveland over Houston 2-1, and that one was shortened, a six-inning game there. Also, Detroit was a 12-5 winner over the Chicago White Sox. Tampa Bay beat Baltimore 5-4 in a game that took almost 6 hours. 18 innings of play for that one, and Tampa Bay gets the victory. Boston 6-3 over Toronto. Kansas City a 2-1 winner over Texas. Oakland beat Minnesota 11-0. And it was LA Angels 3-2 over Seattle in 11 innings of play. Also in the National League, Atlanta was a 9-5 winner over the Chicago Cubs. Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 6-5, as we mentioned, in 10 innings of play. Washington 8-0 over Miami. The Mets beat Philadelphia 6-4. Colorado over Arizona 9-4. It was San Diego over the Dodgers 2-0. Also in college football last night, Derek Carr threw for 460 yards and four touchdowns and led the game-winning drive that helped Fresno State avoid a fourth-quarter collapse and snap a seven-game losing streak to Boise State with a 41-40 victory on Friday night. Josh Quezada capped a 13-play, 87-yard drive with a 1-yard run with 2:14 remaining that put the Bulldogs back ahead after they had blown a 15-point lead. Aaron Balthazar had run for two scores, and Joe Southwick added another as Boise State scored three touchdowns in less than 9 minutes to turn a 34-19 deficit into a 40-34 lead with just over 7 minutes remaining. But Carr calmly completed 8 of 11 passes on the ensuing drive before Quezada ran it in for the score, and then the extra point is what made the go-ahead win there, 41-40, as Fresno State wins that one. And now they're in a driver's seat to possibly run the table, one of the likely teams in the mid-major conferences that will make some noise and a chance to qualify for a BCS game this year. Iowa could finally look back without regret this week. The Hawkeyes picked up a win over rival Iowa State last year after Iowa State had won the previous two. The Hawkeyes are finally moving in the right direction, heading into their final non-conference game today against Western Michigan. The Broncos are 2-0 against Iowa, beating the Hawkeyes in 2000 and in 2007, but they're 0-3 on the season coming into this one today. That one will be a 9 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock kickoff for you today. We'll have that for you here on KJAN. And the kids run has been added to the events leading up to the Des Moines Marathon. The run on the West River Drive in Des Moines will be held October 19th, the day before the marathon. Race distances and times will vary according to grade level. Organizers say they will offer a gift prize to the school with the highest percentage of participants in the event. A half marathon and a 5K will also be held on the day of the marathon. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning on KJN Sports. This morning brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.